I can't imagine anybody wanting to listen to this phone call or read a transcript either.
Yeah.
So how many people are you having of your friends?
Oh, I was just going to have Andre and Brian, and then Laura and Ben, and then our friends Pam and Pascal, but they live in Newfoundland.
Uh-huh.
And then also my friend Lisa. I mean, I'm going to invite these people. I don't know who's coming.
Yeah.
I have a friend Lisa in San Francisco and Joanne, too. So that's about it.
Well, that's nice. A nice crowd. You know, if they could all come, that would be great. I mean, it's such a far distance.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah. And
you had some reason not to do it. My mother said that you explained why you weren't getting married out here. Or was it basically you just want to get married there, or what?
Well, it was two reasons. One is that it takes a long time to plan a wedding and to find a place, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you have to book a place pretty far in advance, and so if we move out to California, we won't be able to get married till like the following spring.
Oh, yeah.
And secondly, Eve can work much faster in the U.S. if we get married, I mean, immediately. Whereas if we don't get married, he could still work in the U.S., but it takes a longer time, and there's always paperwork to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just more convenient as well in that way. So, you know, we found this place in Vermont, and it's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd
yeah,
like
well,
to get
that's
there.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, you know, I guess July would be better for me. Oh, God knows, nobody ever knows what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just make my next dentist appointment thinking, well, okay, in 6 months, where will I be, you know,
uh-huh.
in the south of France probably? Yeah, right.
Well, you know, I would love to do it at the end of June, like on the 20th or something, or 21st or 22nd or whatever. But
I'm talking to Julie. It will be half an hour.
Yeah, okay.
Joan's daughter is getting married on July 6th, and she doesn't want to leave town before that, which kind of, everybody has all these things, you know. My father says they're making a really big deal out of that wedding, and she doesn't want to be gone at all, and so, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Your wedding's more important as far as I'm concerned. And
well,
as far as your father's concerned, too.
I know.
Yeah.
I kind of thought, well, could she come out for the weekend and then my dad could stay longer or something, but I guess that wouldn't be very polite.
Or stay home altogether.
Well, she even said to me, you know, I don't have to come. It's your wedding. You know, if you can only do it then, you know. I mean, I'd rather have my friend Andrea there than Joan. I mean, I like Joan, but she's not, you know.
Well, is that acceptable to everybody? I think it's nice to be clear on your order of priorities, and
mm-hmm.
some people will accept that, and some people won't. You know,
yeah.
People get hurt feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll have to talk to my dad maybe or think about it. So.
It'll work.
Yeah, I'll let you know as soon as I figure it out.
Yeah. Well, I don't think airplane reservations are a really big emergency right now. You know, it's just like, you know, so far ahead of time. But, you know, my mother wanted to know about how much it cost and all that, and I can't, you know, you call the airlines, they immediately want to know when you want to go. You think, well, duh, I don't know, just tell me something. But that's the first question that they have to ask, given the setup.
Yeah.
So,
well, it would be either the end of June or the end of July.
Yeah, well, still.
What?
And then your dad has got this plant. Did anybody check with Joan yet, by the way? I don't think I remember to ask him if that would be okay with her. You ought to set the date first, I suppose.
Well, I asked him.
Oh, yeah, what did he say?
And, well, wait, let me change my phones because
yeah.
I'm in a bad place here. I talked to my dad about that, and he said that he thinks it's fine with Joan that, you know, you all hang out or whatever.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pleasant surprise. Good. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That'll work. Okay, well, it just sounds like everything's kind of a go, huh?
Yeah, I just, you know, have to decide on what to do,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah. Are you feeling lonesome out there now at the holiday season?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I had to work all day, and It doesn't feel like a holiday, really.
Does it feel like it's no big deal out there?
Well, it's not celebrated at all here.
Uh-huh.
At all. I mean, they have their Thanksgiving in October, but it's not that big of a deal.
Uh-huh.
To have a regular dinner. So
I went out with some Canadians for Thanksgiving, and it's kind of like there's some certain amount of huffy feeling toward the United States. And they were from Vancouver, and there was kind of like they were just playing the silly game, you know, Thanksgiving. They went, but it didn't seem like that big a deal. And it was in Mexico, too, and we just had to kind of scrounge around and find a place that served turkey, and we found this kind of dumpy little place, and they had sort of braised turkey. And, you know, and then it was nice, but, you know, of course, it's tropical out there, and
mm-hmm.
all the Mexicans running around doing their regular Mexican thing, and, you know, I think Thanksgiving, oh, well.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're just going to go out to dinner, and, I mean, Eve was going to cook today, but then he didn't get around. He had to go to school or something, and
mm-hmm.
so we'll maybe just make some pies.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Pumpkin pie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine you get pumpkin pie there. Pumpkin pie making.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe pecan or apple or something.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I'm doing okay, but yeah, I am lonely. I mean, I talk to my friends on the phone sometimes, and, you know, I've just been telling people about the wedding, so that's okay, but yeah, I don't have a lot of friends here yet, so. And also, it's snowing. I mean, it's really snowing here.
Oh, like there's serious snow?
Yeah.
And
you don't really feel like going out that much, you know.
Oh, is it kind of the thing where it's a deterrent to going anywhere?
So far, it's been okay, but Eve just told me that all the street cleaners
mm-hmm.
are, like, they've been giving the city so much trouble that the city has just now let them go. Or there's nobody cleaning the streets right now.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
Or did this, it's the kind of thing where they decide to go on strike, like when school starts for the teachers, they go on strike at the worst possible time?
Well, they refuse to do overtime. That's the thing.
Oh.
And that's, you know, that means in the middle of the night, if it snows, they don't clean it, and the city is sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, shit. They probably won't hire enough people. That's probably the city's contribution to that little problem is that, you know, that they just won't keep enough people on standby. They just hire them, you know, they won't hire them full time. They just want to use them when they want them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, what do I know?
No.
Yeah. So, well, it's going to be different, huh? Now, see, you were, is this your first Thanksgiving there? It was
mm-hmm.
just last summer that you went out. It seems longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, last Thanksgiving I was at my dad's.
Hmm.
So. You're with friends tonight?
Yeah. I tell you, I've been up and down mood-wise.
Yeah, I got your email, and you sounded not so good one day and better the next.
Oh, you mean that's how I sound?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's about how I feel. I gave Grandma first crack at something to do with me, and she said she didn't really care about Thanksgiving, but she went out with taking your friends out who are grateful to be asked out, and that pleases her that there's somebody who's, you know, grateful and happy to be taken out. And Jerry, I gave Jerry a second choice, and he hung in space for a long time. He opted to be with his family, and I'm not even sure that I'm welcome there anymore, to tell you the truth. But so I was offered a chance to go to a nearby town with this lady. I just really love her. She's just so, so nice. Named Terry. And just sort of hung around waiting for Jerry. And so I finally said, okay. So he's doing that, and I'm doing what I'm doing. And then I got two other invitations. So if I play my cards right, I'll be eating all day long consecutively. But it just feels weird, you know. It just brings up the feelings of ancient feelings of, gee, it wouldn't be nice. And that's what my mother was saying. Things are sure different. And I'm saying, yeah, right. It is sure different. You know, it's not like it used to be, and don't we all wish that there were a whole bunch of people around, relatives, everybody loved each other, and everybody was being nice, and, you know, but it's just not that way. We all wish it would be different. But, you know, that's not the way it is. And, so, anyway, did you get my communique about Gail Emery?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, this is what happens to people, I guess, as they get older, that some, you know, that people just leave you one way or the other. They get married and move off, or they die, or they move, or they whatever, divorce you.
Mm-hmm.
And so got to put in a call to her, leave a message in her machine.
Yeah.
But it's just different. So you have to make your own community, I find. For me, anyway, that's been true. So anyway, I went out to an AA this morning, and there's this fat, sweet, married guy who is just, you know, he's just solid gold. So he says, come on, let's go to breakfast. So I went out with him and five other fat, married, solid gold guys, you know. And he bought my breakfast and, you know, talked to me and everything. So, you know, there are a lot of people out there. So, you know, it's kind of been a stressful weekend, but I've made sure that I've got some stuff to do, filled in Friday and Saturday nights already. And I am grateful that I have people I can call. I am grateful that I have friends I can be with and places to go if I choose to.
Yeah.
So that's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I've been stuck in situations where I didn't have choices. And
yeah.
That was not so nice.
Well, you know, the past 2 years, I've had a few Thanksgivings just with friends, and I really enjoyed them almost more than being with the family, you know, because there was enormous tension or, you know, old stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was really fun.
Oh, well. I went to an Al-Anon meeting last night. I've been doing that, too, and a couple of women there were talking about, you know, they do have families, but they just hate to have to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they just resent it because, you know, they've been cooking for 32 years and they're going to be exhausted and, you know, and nobody really helps. And people say, well, we'll have it at our house. But then again, they don't, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm thinking, you know, well, I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to have a real wonderful handle on life.
Well, you know, when I was having this dinner with my friends, everyone would bring a dish.
Uh-huh.
It'd be potluck. So no one had to work a whole lot. And
uh-huh.
It was really fun, you know.
Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah, we kind of do that. Well, that's what's happening today. Terry's doing the turkey, and I'm making a side dish. She says everybody brings one side dish and one dessert, so you get a pig out on desserts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they're into the sugar thing. So I've got the bit in my teeth, and I said, okay, I'm going to make a French apple tart. And I'm sorry, because the damn thing's taking an hour to cook, but, you know, I started this process, and I'm stuck with it now. But, I don't know. Cooking is nice. You know, people just don't seem to cook anymore. Some of these people who are coming are these guys who are going to, you know, stop and get a Cyrus O'Leary frozen pie or something.
Yeah.
Do you still cook? You like to cook?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good. I remember when you were little, you went through a phase of wanting to cook in the kitchen. I don't know. Maybe you were probably about 6, and that you would insist on no help, and you insisted on doing it all by yourself and without a recipe. So do you remember that?
I remember making some concoction with flour and stuff, and
it was
kind
really
of
awful.
Making cookies. Yeah, it was really bad.
Jeez, it was really bad. Gray, I don't know how it got so gray.
Uh-huh.
But you were very inventive.
Uh-huh.
You know, just free spirit.
Yeah. Well, I cook now better.
Well, when I was in my former days, I couldn't cook without a recipe, and now I can't seem to bring myself to use a recipe very often. I just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well, you spent so much time in all those cooking classes and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know how it is with addicts. You just get into stuff. But and it was kind of fun while it lasted.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, I came back to, and even before, you know, I just sort of went cycled out on that stuff. First of all, if that's a hobby that you, someone like me can't pursue without getting into serious health problems eventually. And the second thing was I just got that, you know, what I liked, what I preferred was provincial cooking, which is, including American provincial cooking, which is simple, local, fresh ingredients prepared simply.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that stuff, they were getting away from the classical French, but then they're getting into that nouvelle cuisine with, you know, a nasturtium petal and 3 artichoke hearts on a plate and charging $15 for it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they say it's better to eat simply anyway.
Yeah. Well, how's Bobby? I haven't been able to get in touch with him. Are you in touch at all, or do you?
I have not ever heard from him once.
Well, welcome to the Bobby Club.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he has written. He wrote me a letter. He wrote Grandma. He wrote me a thing, and no, actually, it was, I think more of an essay on West Portal that he wrote about being a kid, and he sent me a copy, and it was real interesting. And then he wrote Grandma a letter, and then, you know, we both dropped over dead, and nothing since, but, you know, shows his heart's in the right place. But he just doesn't do that. It's just Bobby.
Well, when I left, he was not, you know, he was not communicative with me at all. I mean, I kept telling him that I was leaving, and he never once wanted to talk about me or even talk to me very much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just left and said goodbye, and that was it. And
yeah, nothing like.
And I've written him twice, and
uh-huh.
Then I'm not going to write him again.
Yeah.
He can write me, but my friend Lisa is a esthetician, a facialist, and I gave Bobby a gift of a facial for Christmas, and so he kept going. And she called me, and she said, oh, you know, I saw your brother, and he seems to be doing well. And she asked about me, and he says, oh, yeah, we've been, you know, riding back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
And he fucking lied. He lied. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's interesting that he lied.
Yeah, it's like he knows that the proper thing to do is to keep in contact or, you know, or respond
mm-hmm.
or something.
Yeah, well, sometimes I've called him at work, and I guess I should cut him a little slack for being at work, but, you know, he's kind of leaving me on hold to go talk to somebody else, and I think, oh, it's my mom from Washington, you know, and then goes chat, chat, chat with somebody else. I'm thinking, oh, well, that's, you know, that's Bobby. I'm going to take it personally. That's just the way he is.
Well, I don't think I take it personally too much, but I do know that, you know, if somebody doesn't put out anything, I'm not going to break
oh, yeah.
my back.
Well, Grandma finally quit sending him money, you know, thinking, she'd say, Bobby doesn't do such and such. And I said, geez, well, don't tell me about it. I think he's outrageously bad-mannered, too.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do about it?
And I tell him, and I don't know, she never did. And then the one time he finally did call, or she did talk to him after years, it was like, you know, well, why don't you call me? And I thought, oh, God, don't do that. Leave it alone. It's not gonna improve him any.
Oh, yeah, he got mad about that, I remember.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, she just couldn't refrain from doing it. And I thought, well, okay. But I guess I didn't mean to say take it personally. I guess make judgments. I, you know, just got to accept that he's our sweet, lovely, you know,
oh, wait
bad
a minute, wait a minute. No, I mean, when it comes to Bobby, sometimes I think that either people think he's a shit or they give him all these excuses, and it's like, I don't know, it's just weird, you know. I feel like he's not a bad person, but he's I think he's fucked up, basically.
Oh, well, yeah.
He, you know.
Yeah, I do too.
And
I think he's got real bad manners too, but I don't hope
yeah.
it doesn't do any yeah, he is. And that worries me that he doesn't have any relationship with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it worries me that all the theatrical parts he's ever chosen seem to be about angry men, boys, men.
He says he's scared of women.
Well,
so.
Worries me that has enjoyed wearing dresses, you know, and it worries me that he's an alcoholic and an addict, and that it worries me that he is so isolated still, as far as I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, well... So, oh well.
Yeah, well.
You see little kids growing up and you think, you know, they're all bright and sunshiny and, you know, doing their little kid thing. And, you know, you can go into any schoolyard and see, and you know that some of them are just going to end up fucked up. And they all look about the same at the beginning.
Yeah,
but they're not.
Strange.
Yeah.
Strange,
oh,
yeah. What?
Did you need any more questions answered about the births?
Yeah, I read that today. So, let me think. Well, I'm glad that you had a good experience.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Probably could have been better. I don't know. But your father and I went to these childbirth classes before the second one, too, together. And he and I went through relaxation exercises beforehand. The thing was that what they did was they got him to pinch my Achilles tendon, And the idea is to learn to relax and breathe properly in the presence of physical pain. So we would go through that. Are you laughing?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they did.
Uh-huh.
And just how to relax, you know, relax your face, relax your neck, relax your thing. And, you know, he'd pinch my tendon and he'd say, time for the exercises. And I'd say, oh, geez, you know.
he brought out the I don't know what.
We did it, you know, we did it. But that was what they taught us to do in these childhood classes here. So.
Did they teach you any breathing stuff?
Just breathing in and out. Well, breathing in and out, of course. Just to try to notice your breath, as I recall, they had you focus on different parts of your body, like relax, you know, relax your ankle, relax your calf, relax your knee, you know, and all that.
Yeah. Hmm. So did they
have
you...
sound kind of primitive?
No, no, it sounds similar to what they're still saying now.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have you lying down, or were you able to squat or use whatever?
For the birth?
Yeah.
No, lying down.
Because I've heard that it's much, much easier if you're upright.
Yeah, so have I. Like those primitive people who just sort of squatted and
yeah.
you know, delivered in a hole somewhere, that they had it, they knew what they were doing.
Well, I think most women now are trying to, like, be upright more so.
There's a birth chair, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that. And also I read Michel Odon's book, which is called Birth Reborn, and he has a center in France where, like, the women, as a matter of course, they stand up and squat a little and somebody supports them from behind as
uh-huh.
they birth. And then he has, like, a birthing tub and all that stuff in a
oh,
chair.
Oh, well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was in the hospital when my father was there, and actually my mother there too, and the said, what a place to go if you're sick. I mean, all those hard edges, there's nothing soft there, nothing reassuring. You know, the people try to do it, the hospital people, I mean, the women, particularly staff, come in and talk to provide the softness there and the reassurance, but the surroundings are just really crappy.
That's the same thing. There's a hospital here that I went on a tour of, and it's just awful. It's like a prison. I mean, there's like greenish walls and fluorescent lights and a little cubicle for a room, and just like the most ugly place in the world.
Hmm.
But I heard the staff is really nice.
Yeah.
But I would never go to a place like that. In fact, I want to do it at home if I can.
Well, great. Great for you.
Yeah.
Get a midwife?
Well, I'm not pregnant yet.
I mean, and
with midwife? A midwife, yeah.
Yeah. I hear the midwife stuff is coming back in California.
Mm-hmm.
For a year, that midwife profession was just about wiped out on account of insurance problems.
Yeah.
They made it just prohibitively expensive to be a midwife.
Yeah, or illegal, actually. I think it
yeah,
was.
Well, I think the insurance industry or I don't know. I'm starting to see conspiracies everywhere.
So,
so what? Anyway, I really miss him.
Yeah? You don't see him that much now?
No, I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him since Monday, and I guess we're just trying to let go of each other. And I don't know. Some things I don't miss.
This one here?
No, it goes on the front porch where it was.
Oh,
just put it by the chair in the front,
okay?
Okay. So. See you later. Have a nice time.
You call me later,
Danny. I heard that.
You call me. You got the number.
Okay, what time do you home?
I don't know. I just fucking hate that. I'm going to have to deal with that, this call me thing. I just hate it. I want to kill her. Did I do that to you?
Only when I was, I don't know. No, you don't do it now.
You don't remember. God damn it, call me if you feel like talking. I just hate it. Then we're going to have words over this. You know, I'm driving up to Spokane. And to get on the airplane on December the 7th. And about 2 weeks ago, I mean, she's been thinking about this. You know, she thinks way ahead. When you drive up to Spokane, call me when you get to the airport so I know you got there safely. So I said okay at the time to avoid hassles. I thought, I'm damned if I'm not going to do that. You know, I just hate it. I just hate it. You know, this checking in thing. And I said, I'm not going to do that. If you know, the highway patrol can call you. There's an accident.
Well, maybe like write a card and put it in your wallet and show it to her and say, in case of emergency, call Marie Olson. Just
yeah.
say, I have this with me all the time. If anything happens, they will call you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it feels like a form of control.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And also interjecting herself into my vacation is like, I don't really want to be thinking about her. You know, on my ad, find a phone, you know, make the call, try to, am I going to call collect or I'm going to put it on my AT&T charge or da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And so she walks out the door. She just left with Cora and Carl and call me. God damn it, I hate that. I just hate it. So you heard me say what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. People are...
Well, it's like they say, the more you try to hold on to love, the more it slips through your fingers, you know, like if you make a fist, you know, and she's like just really tight on that.
I just walked into the living room and my mother's friend's husband was standing there. I think he was eavesdropping on what we just said. Oh, well.
Oh, the Carl guy?
Carl, yeah. Oh, well, if he was, he was.
Yeah. Well, is he a gossip?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, oh well. People have been pointing me at ACOA meetings, and I think I probably should go.
Well, she may not be drinking, but she's certainly compulsive.
Yeah. Damn, I hate for him to have heard anything. This is not good.
Oh, was he eavesdropping on purpose, you think?
Well, he was standing very quietly, and as I walked toward the living room, you know, you can hear my feet walking. He was walking out the door, and he didn't stop to say goodbye or anything, and he was the last one out of the house. So maybe not. Maybe not. Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But oh, well. Oh, well. Anyway, the fact is I do hate this call me business. I just hate it. And I'm thinking either I should get my own place or I have to come to terms with this or start going to some more ACOA meetings or do something because I've clearly got a problem here. And people are saying, you know, it's not just about your mother. I mean, if you resolve this thing, then you will be a better person too. And I'm thinking, well.
Wait a minute. But there are things that people do that cross your boundaries, and you can. It's not just always us, you know. People do things. I mean, yeah, like, what are they saying? You have to be like the Dalai Lama or something and not let anyone bother you?
No, just resolve my own issues with her.
Uh-huh. Well, that might mean setting boundaries and, you know, telling her something. I don't know what.
Yeah.
What do you feel like there is to be resolved?
Well, let's see. I don't know if there's anything specifically that she's doing that bugs me. It's her. It's the being that bugs me. It's the her doing her mother's thing. You know, she's not trying to hurt me. I object to somebody walking around after me turning off the lights. I mean, I've chosen to put myself in my mother's house, and I'm subordinate here. It's not like I'm an equal, and she's got her own thing, and I'm having to fit into it. And some of it is stuff that's coming up from the past, like this mood swing and this, you know, the things that she does, I think I am not experiencing just now that I experienced when I was little. And this is probably why my radar is so good. You know, I was scoping out to see what kind of a mood somebody's going to be in.
Yeah.
And I hate that, you know, and I hate having to be at the effect of somebody else, and I haven't really found a way to not get caught up like that. And people are saying, you know, go to Al-Anon, you know, mm-hmm. in an Al-Anon meeting. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's true, I do. That kind of stuff. But I know how to leave. I don't know how to stay and, you know, keep my things up. And I've been thinking about you, too.